Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, who's got the juices flowing?
Yes.
Who's ready for the playoffs?
Me.
I know you are. Which will begin sometime this weekend.
Eventually.
Yeah, I don't know. Anytime between Saturday at noon and Monday at 8. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
The Hurricanes playoffs will begin. The schedule will not be released in full, I am told, until after Thursday, because the Western Conference still has games being played. I think Edmonton's got like 3 games left to play or something.
It's crazy.
They have 2. They played last night.
I think McDavid's back in the lineup,
He had his 100th assist of the season last night.
Nice.
What?
I know. 100th assist.
Yeah. And he had they had issues, and he missed some time with injuries.
Yeah.
100 assists. I mean, guys like Sebastian Aho has 89 points, and we'll talk about the Canes in a second here. Like, he must look at that and go, 100 assists? I've never had 100 points.
Exactly.
I've never come close to 100 points.
McDavid's a freak.
So, he is. He is an absolute freak. We've had some incredible performances this year. Not that we're all that focused on it, because I'm not, and I don't have a vote. But there are some incredible players who will not get MVP consideration this year.
Unfortunately.
It's going to come down to Kucherov, McKinnon.
Yeah.
And McDavid. Auston Matthews has how many goals?
A lot.
A billion?
Yeah.
Not going to win MVP.
Uh-uh.
A billion goals.
He's trying to drag those Leafs.
Artemi Panarin is like a point and a half a game.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not going to be in the conversation for MVP. It is crazy, the performances that we have seen in the NHL this year.
Yeah.
Sam Reinhart scored 50-some-odd goals this year.
Yep.
Forget it.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be lucky to be top 10.
All guys who are great to place anytime goal scorers on, but not getting MVP.
I like the fact that you're in that mindset already.
I know.
You're in that mindset already. All right. Let's get cracking here. Let's get it started. All right, let's do it. The great philosopher. Yeah, when you post this part of the show, Victoria,
yeah, just take that part out.
Start it right here.
I can do
all right?
that.
In 3, 2, 1. The great philosopher Yogi Berra once said about something he felt that had happened before, it was deja vu all over again.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it.
It's a great yogiism.
That one.
I have other favorite yogiisms. I'm just going to throw them in here because I can. No one goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Yeah.
Think about it.
He could be talking about a lot of different things, too.
No one goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Yeah.
When you come to the fork in the road,
grab a spoon.
Take it.
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah.
Like, again, think about it. It's great. It gets late early out there. And half of baseball is 90% mental.
Great at math. Yes.
Yogi.
I love it.
Yogi. Sneaky brilliant.
Yes.
Yogi Berra. Cam Newton, very similar.
Oh, yeah.
Very similar.
We could make a lot of t-shirts with their isms.
Cam. Hindsight is 50-50. What's the difference between 50-50 vision and 20-20 vision? It's the same.
It's the same. Just different numbers.
Exactly. So, yeah, forget it. We could go on forever on that. So, embrace your inner Yogi. Because the Carolina Hurricanes will be squaring off with the New York Islanders in the opening round of the playoffs.
Again.
For the second consecutive year. Last year, we remember what happened last year. Hurricanes won it in 6 games.
Right.
It's going to be a physical series. We expected there to be no goals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all there were goals.
Yeah, goals everywhere. You like, get a goal. And
what's
you get
going
a goal.
On here? Yeah. Like, we expected it to be like five, however many games on 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And we had goals galore.
Yep.
Kind of similar this regular season, by the way, against mm-hmm. the Islanders. So, last night the Islanders won in New Jersey. The Rangers shut out the Senators, which means the Islanders clinched the third seed. Rangers clinched the President's Trophy. Congratulations to the Rangers, who lost the first round of the playoffs last year to the Devils and then bounced back this year, had a great season. And look, I look forward to hopefully meeting them in the second round. I do.
Yeah.
Again, if you are a Hurricanes fan, do not fear any team. Going to have to beat all good teams to win it.
Yep.
Do not fear any team. They're fearing the Hurricanes as much as Carolina should be fearing anybody else.
Well, and maybe if you believe in the President's Cup superstition, they'll take care of it itself.
That's true. That's true. Well, what you know what it does do? It guarantees, though, that you'll, I think, either play for or win the Stanley Cup within 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So, by all means, take it if you can get
sure.
it. Sure. All right, so if you weren't wondering, season series, Carolina went 2-1-1 against the Islanders this year. Subsequently, the Islanders also went 2-1-1.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. And that's when it's time for my 401k survival
box set.
You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Against the Hurricanes this year, each team won both games on road ice.
Interesting.
Hurricanes won up there. The first one was a 4-3 overtime game, which Carolina trailed 3-0, and Sebastian Aho scored in overtime. Hurricanes rallied with 2 goals in the third period to tie, and then won it in overtime. Then the next 2 games were played in Raleigh. The Islanders won a 5-4 overtime game on a Matthew Barzal goal after Aho tied it with 3 seconds left.
Yep.
In a game with bad goaltending by Carolina. And then the next time the Islanders were here, Carolina played pretty well. Pyotr Kochetkov did not. And the Hurricanes lost 5-4 in that game, too. The last game played up in Long Island, and the Hurricanes dominated the game. Won it, I believe, 4-1 was the final. They jumped out to a 3-0 lead and coasted from there. I think they scored 3 times in the first period to really put that game away. That was when the Islanders were in their troubles, where we thought the Islanders were not going to make the playoffs. They subsequently turned it around, played very well down the stretch. So you're going to get the best of the Islanders when you get to the playoffs, and it's a difficult team to play. They play a big, heavy, physical game, and that's what the Hurricanes should be prepared for. But you'd get that with the Rangers, too.
You would absolutely
get that with the Rangers, too. In the season series, the Hurricanes scored 16 goals. The Islanders scored 14.
Yeah.
Again, 4 games, your average score is 4 to 3.5.
It's a lot.
That is not typical.
Yeah.
Islander lockdown, Hurricanes lockdown hockey. Again, I think Carolina's more than anything was born out of poor goaltending. And the Islanders were not the same defensive team that they have been in the past. It's not the old Barry Trotz choke the life and fun out of hockey. They're a little bit more open. But their defense has improved over the last 3 weeks as they have gotten into the playoffs. Frederik Andersen did not face the Islanders at all this year.
Ah, that's right. He wasn't back yet.
Antti Raanta played the first game, Pyotr Kochetkov the next 3. And yes, Freddie, he missed all of it because the first game against the Islanders happened after Frederick's diagnosis. And he was back in time. He just missed the Islander game. It was a Kochetkov where they were just rotating, and it was Kochetkov. All right. Tonight's the season finale.
Yes, it is.
Right. And before we get to the reality, let me ask you this question, Victoria, as a Hurricanes fan.
Yes.
You've got two options. There's zero. We call this a dead rubber game.
Okay.
You cannot improve your position.
Nope.
You cannot have your position in the playoffs lessened.
Mm-hmm.
You are stuck where you are. You can't even, lose home ice advantage over Boston.
Right.
Carolina has the only team they will not have home ice advantage over are the Rangers and potentially Dallas in the West if you beat Dallas in the Stanley Cup Finals. Right. That's where they are right now. So what would you do? Would you protect your players, sit as many guys as you can, or knowing that you're not going to play till at least Saturday, but maybe Monday, would you let them go out there and play? What would you do?
It'd be nice if they could get a little ice time, but not enough to get hurt or get too tired. But I don't know if that's an option. Just a little bit to keep the rust off. But I would either, if it has to be one or the other, either none or all, I would say none because I don't want to risk them.
Okay. So that's the decision that Rod has to make.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate decision is, I don't like rust. I don't like sitting around and doing nothing for 3, 4, 5 days. But how will I feel if one of my key guys,
God forbid,
sustains an injury that it doesn't even have to be a major injury, right?
Yeah.
Something that would keep him out a week.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are short series.
Yeah.
And again, there's risk that comes with not playing too.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
They're just bigger if they're on the ice.
So we have the answer.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
We should talk to Rod. Just make sure it's...
Well, I will later. We will talk to Tripp in 20 minutes.
Yes.
Tripp Tracy will join us from Columbus in 20 minutes. Aho, out. Jarvis, out. Gensel, out. Stahl, out. Slavin, out. Pesci, out. Svechnikov, out. Anderson, his turn, not playing.
Yeah.
Spencer Martin looks like he will get the start against his former club. The Columbus Blue Jackets.
Even better.
So the Hurricanes going with a skeleton crew.
This would be a great day to play some bets.
Oh, absolutely.
Or terrible.
Brent Burns will play because he's got this streak going, and I'm not saying it's more important than anything, but it's important.
Yeah.
It's an important streak to keep going.
He's on the honor roll.
Right. And so perfect attendance.
Yeah. Let's not mess it up now.
So you'll see Brendan Morrow draw in for his second NHL game. You'll see Tony D'Angelo play again, I think third straight game for Tony. But you will also see the NHL debuts of...
Scott. Well, he's already been on.
Yeah, Bradley Nadeau.
Yeah.
The first round pick from a year ago. Also, a fifth round pick a few years ago, Jackson Blake, who was third or finalist for the Hobey Baker Award this year. Best player in college hockey. He's going to draw in.
Nice.
So, there are a whole bunch of really weird combinations tonight, including the Hurricanes called up Dylan Coughlin. He should play tonight. He wasn't at the skate because he hadn't arrived in time, but he should play tonight. And Max Comtois, who is a veteran forward, plays a little bit of an edge. He's going to play as well. He was on the ice. We're not going to recognize anything. I won't recognize numbers. But it is a Hurricanes skeleton crew tonight.
With the beard.
Right. So
he'll be there.
Well, we'll see what it looks like. But the game, the outcome of the game, does not matter. And it is about the regret. All right, we are 9 days away from the NFL draft. That's right.
Wow.
Next Thursday.
Came up fast.
And now Panthers fans don't have to pay any attention to next Thursday because they're not involved.
We're not in it.
Yeah, but, we're interested in what happens with Drake May.
Sure.
Right? We're interested in that. I don't think there's going to be any other. Well, Graham Barton from Duke is probably going to be a first-round pick. So those are like two local interests of ours in round one on Thursday night. Of course, it'll probably be a playoff game, Hurricanes playoff game, so I won't be paying any attention to it. Which is fine. But ESPN and many others have produced more mock drafts over the last several days. And there is a common theme that I have noticed. Because this is the time of the mock draft season where everybody is getting bored with mock drafts. Because I still don't get how they change so frequently without the draft order changing.
They're all over the place.
But they do. And here's where we get bored. We start mocking trades. And there are a number of mock drafts that have the Panthers trading out of number of the first overall pick in the second round, number 33, to get more draft picks later in the either day two or even into next year or later in the draft.
At least we're not trading up.
Yes.
Please don't.
At least they're not trading. Yes, I agree. please don't.
No.
So I don't know, and we'll talk to Will Brinson about this in about an hour. Like, I would want to keep the first pick in the second round.
Yeah.
Now, they have the sixth pick in the second round as well. I'd be more apt to trade that. I really, it would have to be about value. And I would want, out of any trade, I would want multiple picks on day two from any trade. So if I was going to trade number 33, you know, I would like... Maybe I would like two-thirds for number 33. Because I want to have as many kicks at it on day two as I can. So that's where my headspace is at with regards to the Panthers. I'd be more apt to keep 33 and 39.
At least it feels like you're in the game if you keep that one.
If you keep both of them.
33 at least.
And there is some value, when Thursday night's over, you're on the clock, so you get a lot of time to field a lot of calls if you want. But what is the area that they have to address first out of this draft? Here's the way I look at it. I think when you have the first pick, like you're not taking a quarterback.
Mm-mm.
But I think you'll have your pick of the best wide receiver.
We need it.
Right?
Bad.
So ESPN has a pretty cool little... tool on their website right now. It's a mock draft simulator. It's actually very cool where it gives you the opportunity. You plug in the team you want and then it runs through a mock draft. And you can do all seven rounds if you want. I did. I apparently had a lot of extra time before the show. So I plugged in the Panthers, number 33, and it goes through a first round and then it's your pick. And then it gives you a list of players that they would likely, you know, have on their draft board at that point.
Interesting.
So I took Xavier Leggett, wide receiver from South Carolina, at number 33. I took Braden Fiske, the defensive tackle from Florida State, who is just like a monster.
Well, that's always good to
have. He's an absolute monster. Every time I saw him, he impacted the game. And I took him at number 39, a quarterback from Iowa State, TJ Tampa, in the third round. Panthers definitely need a quarterback. They want another defensive tackle, somebody to pair with. Imagine having, if you remember what Braden Fiske was like during Florida State season, number 54, either 54 or 55, in the middle of their defensive line. Just an absolute mountain of a human. And fast and athletic.
It's a good combo.
If you had him and Derek Brown together, I think you have the makings of a really good interior defensive line. You need a big wide receiver. I don't think Leggett is a super speed burner, but he's a big target who you can work over the middle of the field. You remember you've got Deontay Johnson, who probably is more slot receiver-ish, big play guy. You still need some speed, but maybe you can address that in free agency. But those were the first three picks. I also got Cedric Gray, linebacker from Carolina. They're going to need an inside linebacker as well. You have to replace Frankie Louvu. I'm not saying that Cedric Gray is the replacement for Frankie Louvu, but he's an inside linebacker.
Yeah.
And Peyton Wilson was not available when the Panthers drafted. If he was, he would have been my selection.
Absolutely.
But anyway, it's a pretty fun exercise.
Yeah.
If you want to become completely unproductive at work, by all means.
Yeah.
Have at it. All right. Let's move on to, we talked with Nada yesterday, Kanata Edwards, our friend from CBS Sports, about, among other things, the return of Tyrese Proctor to Duke, Caleb Foster's decision to come back to Duke, and the pending decision of Jeremy Roach. Now, I have multiple sources telling me multiple different things. So I am not reporting anything here other than I'm reporting everything here. So I was told by one source that Roach was going to come back because there was somebody who was going to pay him $1 million to play at Duke for his one more year. I was told yesterday that he's definitely entering the transfer portal. And I was told yesterday that I don't know the decision, but it's coming tonight. That was yesterday. We've heard nothing.
Right.
So my sources suck, and we'll just leave it at that.
They're doing this draft thing. They're not even paying attention.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So,
what's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Logically speaking, when you think it out, Proctor back, Foster back. Yeah, how many? Foster's coming back to play. Proctor's coming back to play. Duke's recruiting class is such where they're probably not going to play three guards like they played last year. Like, the third guard who plays this year will probably be named Isaiah Evans, who is really a wing, right? Or another incoming recruit, maybe out of the transfer portal, who plays more of a wing. They also have a couple of guardish, wingish players in this incredible recruiting class, and guys who can shoot. Khan Nipple is a great shooter, and he is definitely a wing. So there's not a lot of available playing time for a third returning guard. So logic would say that Jeremy Roach will likely play somewhere else in his senior year, and that somewhere else will likely be for less money than he could make at Duke. So we'll see what happens. I love Jeremy Roach, everything about it. I wish he had finished the season a little bit better, but man, Jeremy Roach has been great for the Blue Devils. All right, Tyrese Proctor, because I guess Duke had one of their Duke podcasts or something last night that Proctor and Caleb Foster were both on. Here's Proctor on the decision to return.
I mean, mine was sort of similar to last year, just meeting with my circle, my family, agents, coaches, and just talking about, you know, what's best for my future. And it really just comes down to me, what I feel comfortable with. And I feel like the best decision for me and what I'm most comfortable is coming back for another year and going further than we did last year. And I think it's the right decision, and I'm happy I made it.
Look, he can be an exceptional player. He is smart. He's a great passer. His three-point shot continues to improve. He had a terrible start 2 years ago and then was a 40% shooter the last half of the season. This year, slow start again, got better as the season wore on. He disappeared in some big games, and that was the unfortunate part. including Duke's loss to NC State in the regional final. And this is not only about Tyrese Proctor. It's also about NC State. State did a good job defensively, you know, in that game and the game in Washington at the ACC tournament. Now, Caleb Foster. A lot of people thought, well, Foster's probably going to transfer. Remember, he was hurt, missed the last nine games of the season. Caleb Foster went all Lee Corso and went not so fast, my friends.
I mean, me personally, like, I'm not really in that, you know. And, I've chose a school that chose Duke. And, you know, I'm 1,000% committed to Duke. And, I mean, yeah, I can't really speak for the others. I agree. Like, I mean, I can't really see myself playing anywhere else.
1,000% is a lot. That seems excessive.
It is. It's pretty good odds.
It seems excessive to me. I could be wrong. One more thing back to Tyrese Proctor. They went further. Remember his freshman year? He was probably their best player in the loss to Tennessee in the second round. They advanced two further rounds, and Proctor on the experience this year.
No, it was a lot different. I feel like this year was, I feel like you could say the same. I feel like it was a different vibe this year than last year. I feel like last year, everyone, because it was our first year, coach's first year as a head coach, like it was a lot of new things that we were learning and stuff. Like, but I feel like this year, especially like in the regular season, like the Saturday, Monday games, we had, what, four of them in the regular season, I think. Yeah. So I think those helped a lot. And then we were all just, like, we've all been there before, so we sort of understood what it took, how different it is compared to the regular season.
Well, I hope they bring that experience back and take at least two more steps further next year. They've got an incredible recruiting class coming in. Cooper Flagg is one of those guys. He's going to be the first pick overall in the next draft. So we'll see how John Shire constructs the roster. One more, I guess, transfer portal-ish. It's not even news because nothing has happened. Former North Carolina forward who transferred to Georgetown, Dontrez Styles, is apparently very interested in continuing his playing career at NC State. I just read that off of our friend Corey Smith from Pack Pride off his Twitter feed. So, get on the internet, Super Sleuths, and find out what's happening.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new Go Cary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the Go Cary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the Go Cary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Go Cary, where getting there is just a tap away.